Good morning, everyone. This morning we are in chapter 33, just two chapters left of the book of Deuteronomy. And in chapter 32, we saw the prophesied prediction about the disobedience of Israel in the future. Although they were going to take the promised land, they were going to forget him and worship false gods. And that was all predicted and known by God and shared by Moses. Fortunately, he's got a good future plan for Israel and for Jerusalem, but he already knew ahead of time they were going to go through a season of disobedience. But in chapter 33, we see the blessing of Moses upon his people, and they indeed are going to be blessed. God's going to give them great victory and be with them and guide them in getting the promised land. And they are indeed going to get to a season of prosperity through David and Solomon. He's going to fulfill his promise to them and giving them this land. But then, unfortunately, they are going to worship false gods. Now, in chapter 33, though, we don't see that. We saw that in 32, but in 33, it's the blessing of Moses. And, you know, the blessing of a man of God like Moses is a big deal. You might recall Jacob blessing, or Abraham blessing Isaac, and then Isaac, you know, blessing Jacob. And then Jacob, you know, blessing his sons. And it was a big deal to have a man of God bless you. And here, although not firsthand recorded by Moses, these are the words of Moses, but this is actually after his death, and someone is writing about the blessings that Moses is giving his people here. So let's go ahead and take this in. Just two chapters left of Deuteronomy. Now, this is the blessing with which Moses, the man of God, blessed the sons of Israel before his death. He said, as you can see, it's kind of like in second person. He said, "The Lord came from Sinai and dawned on them from Seir. He shone forth from Mount Paran, and he came from the midst of 10,000 holy ones." And I don't know if you knew, but it's mentioned in the New Testament that angels assisted Moses. And this is a reference to those who assisted him with the law and up on Mount Sinai. At his right hand, there were flashing lightning for them. Indeed, he loves the people. All your holy ones are in your hand, and they followed in your steps. Everyone receives your words. It's interesting, isn't it? The word is given. We have the word. Hallelujah. Now it's up to us to honor and obey what we've received. Moses charged us with the law, a possession for the assembly of Jacob, and he was king in Jeshurun, again, another name for Israel. When the heads of the people were gathered, the tribes of Israel together, may Reuben live and not die, nor his men be few. Now he's going to go through the various tribes and bless them. In this regarding Judah, he said, "Hear, O Judah, the voice of Judah, and hear, O Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him to his people. With his hands he contended for them, and may you be a help against his adversaries." And God is indeed going to do that, and he is going to contend for them, and for really all of Israel for a season. Of Levites. Now, this is the Levites who, you know, were in charge of the tabernacle and eventually the temple. Of Levi, he said, "Let your Thummim and your Urim belong to your godly man, whom you proved at Massa, with whom you contended at the waters of Meribah, who said of his father and his mother, 'I did not consider them,' and he did not acknowledge his brothers, nor did he regard his own sons. For they observed your word and kept your covenant." And you might recall that the Levi in particular became special, the Levites, when after the golden calf incident, they took out God's retribution on the people who worshiped the golden calf. And then God ordained them for the priesthood and for the care of the tabernacle. So that's what's being referred to there. They were faithful and doling out God's punishment there. "They shall teach your ordinances to Jacob and your law to Israel. They shall put incense before you and whole burnt offerings on your altar. O Lord, bless his substance and accept the work of his hands. Shatter the loins of those who rise up against him and those who hate him so that they will not rise again. You know, that's, I believe, the number of verses there, 8 through 11, given to the tribe of Levi is the most blessing. It's pretty cool. And, you know, they ended up becoming the priests of Israel. And now, you know what? We've all become God's kingdom priests in the church age, and we've become part of the family of God. And now we have the blessing of God in serving his kingdom. Hallelujah. Okay, Benjamin. Of Benjamin, he said, may the beloved of the Lord dwell in security by him who shields him all the day, and he dwells between his shoulders. Of Joseph, he said, blessed of the Lord be his land with the choice things of heaven, with the dew and from the deep line beneath. And Joseph, those tribes would have been Ephraim and Manasseh. You might recall Joseph being the one that went ahead kind of by slavery into Egypt and then ended up rising up in power in Egypt and saving the grain to save Jacob's family from the famine. And with the choice yield of the sun and with the choice produce of the months and with the best things of the ancient mountains and with the choicest things of everlasting hills, and with the choice things of the earth and its fullness, and the favor of him who dwelt in the bush, let it come to the head of Joseph, and to the crown of the head of the one distinguished among his brothers. Well, Joseph, those two tribes really get a blessing too, do they not? Well, Joseph was quite the man of God, wasn't he? He did well in being abandoned by his brothers, and yet remaining faithful and forgiving his brothers then too. Yes, he was a good man. As the firstborn of his ox, majesty is his, and his loins are the horns of the wild ox. With them he will push the peoples all at once to the ends of the earth, and those are 10,000s of Ephraim, and those are the thousands of Manasseh. So there we hear those two tribes coming from Joseph, and I guess I stand corrected because the blessing upon Joseph goes from verse 13 to 17, so very similar, maybe even more than the tribe of Levi. Of Zebulun, he said, rejoice, Zebulun, in your going forth, and Issachar, in your tents. They will call peoples to the mountain. There they will offer righteous sacrifices, for they will draw out the abundance of the seas and the hidden treasures of the sand. We learned about that recently, you know, about sacrifices, and that is something that was part of the law and something that God desired of them, but he wanted them to do it out of a right heart. And here we see they will offer righteous sacrifices, and ultimately God put forth his righteous one, the one who had no sin, to be the once and final sacrifice. Hallelujah, our Lord and Savior Jesus. Of Gad, he said, blessed is the one who enlarges Gad. He lies down as a lion and tears the arm also, the crown of the head. Then he provided the first part for himself, for there the ruler's portion was reserved. And he came with leaders of the people. He executed the justice of the Lord and his ordinances with Israel. All right. Of Dan, he said, Dan is a lion's whelp that leaps forth from Bashan. Now Dan gets one verse of blessing there. Of Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full of the blessing of the Lord, take possession of the sea in the south. And some of this has to do with the regions that God gave them. You know, they were assigned, you know, where their tribe would go. Of Asher, he said, more blessed than sons is Asher. May he be favored by his brothers, and may he dip his foot in oil. Your locks will be iron and bronze, and according to your days, so will your leisurely walk be. That kind of sounds nice, leisurely walk be. There is none like the God of Jeshurun, who rides the heavens to your help, and through the skies in his majesty. And, you know, they're going to really see that too, that he's from the heavenlies. God is just blessing Israel with this promised land and giving them dramatic, powerful victory, which we'll see in the chapter to come in Joshua. The eternal God is a dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he drove out the enemy before you, and that's what he's going to do. And he said, destroy. So Israel dwells in security, the fountain of Jacob secluded, in a land of grain and new wine, his heavens also drop down dew. Blessed are you, O Israel, who is like you, a people saved by the Lord, who is the shield of your help and the sword of your majesty, so your enemies will cringe before you and you will tread upon their high places. And I think God takes pleasure in some of the high places of false worship being tread down upon because of their false gods. And indeed, he's going to bless them in the months and years to come and taking this land. And these promises are going to come true. These tribes are going to take over Israel. Hallelujah. And what a blessing it is going to be for them to see the hand of God be upon them, the blessing of God be upon them. And the abundance that's coming their way is truly going to be incredible. Then we get to the days of Solomon. The richness of Jerusalem is quite remarkable in that day. But unfortunately, the riches do not turn into devotion to God, but instead, the people turn away from God. And then they see what we heard of in chapter 33. But fortunately, now, God has come to us in a new covenant through Jesus Christ. And now we've become part of his family through Jesus. And, you know, the thing is we have something different. They didn't have the Holy Spirit like we have today. In fact, you know, they didn't have the word like we have it today. Obviously, we have the new covenant. And now instead of it just being in a temple, we have the Bible, not only in books and computers and everywhere else, but we have it on our heart through the Holy Spirit. And although we still struggle like they did with sinfulness, we have so much more available to us today to follow our God. And may we take that devotion rightly, to be devoted to our Lord and be faithful to him. Thank you for listening. God bless you all. And we will complete the book of Deuteronomy at our next teaching.